This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
That's right, baby. Baldy Breakdowns. Brian Baldinger here on the River Islands guest line. As all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line, isn't time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, and Lathrop. Also presented by a proud partner, Golden State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. Building better starts with Golden State. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit goldenstatelumber.com. Baldy, good morning to you. We're going to bring you right into this conversation. It's Spadoni, it's Shasky, and there's a lot of panic right now for the San Francisco 49ers. I'm kind of surprised. Like, this time last year, you're coming off a Super Bowl loss. Yeah, you had some hard decisions to make. You know, you re-signed Christian McCaffrey. You re-signed Juwan Jennings. You eventually re-signed Brandon Ayuk. We know that how tumultuous that was. And obviously Trent Williams as well. But now fast forward a year from then to now, you know, you feel like you got a lot of holes in that defense. You feel like you got some holes in that offensive line. You got to pay your quarterback. You just traded Deebo Samuel, who's, you know, an all-time 49er. You're listing calls potentially for Brandon Ayuk. You know, when you look at this 49ers team, I'm throwing a lot at you, Baldy, I'm sorry. But when you look at this 49ers team as constructed right now, you know, are they closer to a rebuild than being a Super Bowl contender at this moment?
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I don't know if it's rebuild is the right word. I mean, they're going to be competitive. You know, it's a year-to-year league. And, you know, you got to basically restock and rebuild every year. I mean, the Eagles collapsed last year, and they went in the offseason, and nobody had a better offseason, and they won a Super Bowl. You could have easily said at this time last year that the Eagles are looking at a rebuild. The quarterback didn't look good. The coordinators were jettisoned. You know, they defensively, they were atrocious. And in 1 year, the 49ers are on their third defense coordinator in 3 years. Like, John Lynch came out and said after they traded Debo, we got to get younger. You know, and they look a little old. We said it all year. They look slow. So you got to add speed. They had a pretty good draft last year. But, you know, you need a draft and you need some free agency. And you got to get the quarterback taken care of. I mean, the Washington Commanders just helped out the 49ers in every way. And that's no knock on Debo. But it's a big salary. You got to get the quarterback taken care of. He has a role in that offense, but it's not a traditional role. I mean, I always thought, look, why give the ball to Debo if you could give it to Mitchell or Garendo? Like, just give it to a running back. You know, like, I know he was a crowd favorite when he would do some things, but I don't know. Like, they had a hard time separating from corners last year. You know, they got to get better at that position.
What does the Niner offense look like without Debo Samuel on the field, schematically?
Well, I mean, look, if Ayuk is back and healthy, Ayuk and Pearsall, and Jennings and Kittle and McCaffrey, I mean, it looks pretty good to me. I mean, the talent is there. Presumably, you drafted Ricky Pearsall. Like, if he's healthy, can he be what Ladd McConkey was? Because they were similar type players coming out, but Ladd was unreal for the Chargers. He was their go-to guy. And exactly what you saw at Georgia is what he did this year. Now, Pearsall did a lot of the same things at Florida, so let's just see if he can play that role and be that type of player. But, you know, they should be every bit as good. If they get better up front, and they got to get better up front, and McCaffrey's got to stay healthy.
So what are your thoughts, Baldy, when you heard when it was Rap Sheet, your partner over at NFL Network, when he was saying, you know, the 49ers and John Lynch, they're listening on offers. If you want to come trade for Brandon Ayuk and they, you know, have the right trade package for him, they'd be willing to part with him. When you heard that, what was your reaction to the 49ers potentially being okay with trading one Brandon Ayuk?
Well, he's coming off a major injury, and he's got a big salary that they gave him last year. Not saying he didn't earn it, but it was a big salary. And you got to take care of the quarterback. And Jed York told me back in October, we're going to take care of the quarterback. And we know what that dollar figure is. And for a long time, with whether it was Trey or whether it was Brock, they could afford Fred Warner and Nick Bosa and Debo and Kittle and all the guys that they paid. They paid everybody at the top of the food chain. Well, they can't do that right now. It's a pain in the quarterback. And so you're going to, whatever version of Ayuk you're going to get, presumably it's going to be good, but when is he going to be ready? So, I mean, if Pittsburgh or somebody could take them off their hands, I mean, they could go to war with Jennings and Pearsall and Cowie or whatever and go draft a receiver or pick somebody up in free agency and, you know, and address that position. But, you know, they're a run-first team. They got to get the running game going. And so I always feel, and this is no knock on Brandon or Debo leaving or whatever, but I always feel like the last position that a great offense really needs to fill is receiver. I mean, you got to fix a lot of other things before the receiver. And, you know, and the history says that that's true. Like, if you go back and just look at all the different touchdown passes Drew Brees threw in his career, like, most of them you can't remember. But that's the quarterback's job, is to find the open receiver. Last year, Juwan Jennings is the leading receiver. Like, nobody could have predicted that. But he was the open guy a lot of times. And so receivers get a lot of attention. Sometimes it's worthy. But, you know, a lot of times, I don't know, the Eagles who averaged 22 passes a game, those receivers weren't thrilled with that style of offense. But it was the offense that won a Super Bowl, yeah. And the quarterback was the MVP in the Super Bowl. They, you know, when they needed to throw it, they threw it.
Yeah. Baldy, Brian Baldinger joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Baldy, a lot of speculation about Joey Bosa getting cut and pairing him with Nick Bosa. His mother posted something on Instagram saying, you know, pair him up. Who is Joey as a player currently? Is the juice worth the squeeze? Does he fit the scheme? I've got 1,000 questions. Just give me all your Joey Bosa thoughts.
Well, I mean, I was around both Joey and Nick quite a bit this summer. You know, they work out at this park in Fort Lauderdale every morning when they're home. And they train unbelievably hard. I mean, like, they leave it on the field every day in that heat down there. I think Joey's got a lot. I mean, he's been frustrated by the injuries, the number of injuries that he's had. It's taken its toll. But, you know, one thing about Joey is he's all in. Like, he's a great teammate. They're best friends. Joey and Nick, they literally spend all their time together and their dad, you know, down there in South Florida. Joey's got the boat. Nick's on the boat. I mean, you know, they're best friends. I considering what they have on the roster right now, he's better than anything else opposite Nick Bosa right now.
Does he fit Robert Saleh's traditional scheme?
Yeah. I mean, Robert's a, you know, front four guy. He doesn't want to blitz a lot. You know, get home with your four. I mean, the Eagles proved that if you can do that on a consistent basis in a Super Bowl and affect a quarterback, like, you're going to be a better team all the way around. Yeah, I mean, and Joey can, he can go inside, rush over, you know, guards that aren't as athletic, and win inside. He did that for, at times, when he was with the Chargers. He can play up and down the line. And he's good against the run. He's a good leverage player. I don't think, you know, he's still big. He's bigger than Nick. You know, he's still got length. He still can, you know, beat you with a two-hand hand swipe. Like, I think he's still got skills left. They haven't just all left his body. He's been frustrated because he's missed a lot of time with injuries.
So this is a tough question, but who is riskier? Dre Greenlaw with his injury history, who the Niners clearly like and they'd like to bring back, or Joey Bosa?
Well, I mean, the injury history to Dre is basically the Achilles. You know, I mean, before that, I mean, for the most part, he started five straight years in a row, you know, next to Fred. I mean, nobody had more starts as a tandem at inside linebacker in his league. Maybe this kid's in Cincinnati were close, but nobody had more starts. You know, and Fred swears by him. You know, I mean, he's his right-hand guy. And they had unusual chemistry between the two of them. So, you know, the Achilles thing, I've been kind of studying it and talking to different people about that whole injury and how tied to, you know, stuff with your feet and your bones in your feet and how it affects the Achilles. Like, I think there's ways to come back and be a, you know, a really good player, even after, you know, a year removed from the injury right now. Like, I would not be wanting to push Dre Greenlaw out the door. I think he still has a lot of football left in him.
Talking with Brian Baldinger here on the River Islands guest line. Spadoni and Chasky. It's the Morning Roast, our 95.7 The Game NFL insider, and our NFL Odyssey insider. Also, check him out on the Best Football Show podcast. And Baldy, another guy that just got released or is going to get released because, obviously, the new league year is approaching. Legal tampering begins Monday here, so we can't wait for that. A local guy here from East Palo Alto, Devontae Adams. He's out there. Should the 49ers be interested, Baldy? Guy's probably a future Hall of Famer. I still think he's got some gas left in the tank. He ended up, you know, salvaging a season last year with his boy Aaron Rodgers in New York. Stats looked a lot better than I thought than at the beginning of the year, obviously, with the Raiders, and obviously the Raiders and Jets, two of the, let's just say that the franchises are a little bit of a downturn right now, and they're hoping to get better, but, you know, come to an organization like San Francisco that expects winning and greatness, and he grew up in the area. Should they take a flyer on Devontae?
Well, I would be interested at the right price. Like, I'm not giving them top of the line money at this point. I mean, they just said they wanted to get younger. You know, they're young. You know, they're old and they're slow. I mean, Devontae ran a 4.58 coming out of Fresno. Like, but his releases were next level. His hands, his understanding of the game is next level. But, you know, you're not going to look faster with Devontae out there. Now, would I want him on my team? He's a pro. He's a pro's pro. The way he practices, the way he prepares, the way he sets guys up, he can still beat man coverage. He proved that last year. But I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out this team has to get, they need more speed. You're not going to get that from Devontae. You're going to get a good player, but, you know, if you look at if the benchmark in his business right now are the Eagles, like, look at Devontae and look at AJ and what they bring every week. Like, they can take the top off any defense, either one of them, you know. And so you want to double team AJ like they did in the Super Bowl? Well, Devontae is going to beat you over the top. He's going to beat your number one corner. Now, I don't know. I mean, Devontae can beat your number one corner, but I don't know if he's going to beat you for a 48-yard go route the way Devontae Smith did in the Super Bowl.
Well, that's a good point. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there, Baldy. I don't know if Brock Purdy's throwing those kind of balls either. I'm saying in the Shanahan offense, I was just kind of thinking intermediate route running, the guy can get separation. Because I don't think Brandon Ayuk, I kind of liken them similarly, Brandon Ayuk and Devontae, where both those games aren't predicated so much on speed and explosiveness, but they can gain separation. And if they are going to, it's more so if they do part with Brandon Ayuk. I could see that happening because you can get a true possession receiver. But to your point, yeah, he is older. He's more long in the tooth, and the price would have to be right.
One thing about Devontae, he has incredible body control. Any throw to the sideline, he's going to come down with the ball. He's made a living. A back shoulder fades. I don't care, end zone, sideline. Like that guy, ability to adjust to a ball in the air, your quarterback doesn't have to be close to being, you know, pinpoint accurate with Devontae. Like that guy's catch radius is as good as anybody that's played the game.
No, yeah, I watched Gardner Minshew and Aiden O'Connell put up some numbers with Devontae. All due respect to those two. They're not exactly Aaron Rodgers, Joe Shasky.
You know, Baldy, you keep saying over and over, like, they need to get faster. And I agree with you. And look, there's many ways to get faster. And I'm looking at this draft. They have the 11th pick now. Will they stand pat? Will they trade up? I don't know. When you say they need to get faster, because they obviously need to get offensive line as well. Like, what's the position you're thinking that they need to be really targeting early in this draft? Because I'm doing my studying on all these players. Like, I see this kid from Arizona State, the wide receiver, and I'm like, oh, my God. But wide receiver,
Arizona,
wide
please.
Receiver isn't a position that, you know, Shanahan's going to use a lot. So it's like, would I take him 11? God, it's 6'5". He's a monster, you know? So what's the positions that they should be looking at then early in this draft to fill that speed need that you're talking about?
Joe, it's funny that you bring up Tet McMillan.
Yeah, I'm infatuated. Baldy, I'm infatuated.
Before I came on this, Joe, I just figured out this new piece of technology I have, and I just watched every catch of his before I came on his podcast over the last 2 years. I mean, maybe he's Drake London. He looks faster than Drake London to me. He catches every single ball with his hands. Every fundamental, coming back to the ball, separating. After the guy's unbelievable. I mean, I would think hard at 11. About adding him to my football team, just his size alone, and it's Tet and it's everybody else in this draft at receiver to me. But this is the best draft I can remember, Joe. To go back to your question,
yes,
like how do you get younger faster? Like this is the best draft for defense linemen I've seen since maybe Ndamukong Suh in 2010, 2011, JJ Vaughn, whatever. This is a great draft for defense linemen. And when I was at the Senior Bowl, Joe. The one thing, I remember being down there in the pits with all the one-on-ones and, you know, there's Mike Vrabel and there's, you know, Tomlin. They're all watching these guys. And we're all looking at each other going, they look like grown men. They all, physically, they look impressive. I don't care if it's Darius Alexander, Michael Williams, you name a guy. Like, this is the year to go get two defensive linemen. Like, if you want to go offensive tackle to 11, you probably can't go wrong if you do that. But I think there's better defensive linemen than offensive tackles in this draft. And I think you can get two in this draft. I know they've missed on Drake and, you know, a bunch of guys. But I would think real hard at 11 about one of these defensive linemen in this draft. And I wouldn't think twice about a third or fourth round pick if that's available to come back and get another one of these guys. Because I'm right behind me, Joe. I've got 40 defensive linemen up there.
I love it.
And I'm just going through them day by day. 40.
Yeah.
That are going to get drafted in the first 2 days.
We're going to get into all the draft stuff, and I don't want to get too deep in the weeds here with our Bay Area audience, but this is Abdul Carter. I know he's not going to fall. He's just not. My God, he's the perfect player opposite if you do keep a guy like Nick Bosa because of his bendability and his speed. He's got a little bit of the DeMarcus Ware kind of body, Micah. You know, I see a lot of different players in him. God, those are the kind of guys I'm looking for.
So the kid's from LaSalle High School, right in Philadelphia, right? He goes to Penn State. He walks on the field. He starts day one. I just watched. So I put every Abdul Carter in my system here yesterday. I mean, I'm on my second full hour. It was 147 plays that he made, Joe. 147. Like, he's everywhere. Like, he knows how to play the run. He knows how to, you know, recognize the play. He's beating, man, you know, he's beating good tackles. He's not Micah to me. Mike is just a completely different freak.
Okay, okay.
His wrestling background, he's never on the ground.
Who does he remind you of?
I don't. Well, I mean, obviously everybody wants to use Micah because he wears number 11 from Penn State. But I don't think he has that ability to just chase you down the way Micah does everybody in this league every Sunday. But he's But he might be a more complete player, you know, as far as taking on the run, using the right techniques, you know, all those kind of things, recognition. Like, it might be a little bit better, you know, than Micah, but in that standpoint. But just a freakish athletic ball. You just can't find Micah ever on the ground, no matter what you try to do to him. They try to cut him. They do all things to him. It just never hits the ground. But I don't know. Like, these guys, he's different than Nick. He's not a power, you know, player the way Nick is. He's got a lot of Max Crosby to him. From his standpoint of just making people miss, recognition of the run and defeating the run. Like, he's got some of that to him like that, although I'm sure he's faster than Max. You know, he's probably not as rangy, but he's, you know, if he's not the best player in the draft, he's in the top three.
Hey, Baldy, we're up against it. We appreciate your time here, man. I know it's very busy. We got draft. I want to keep talking.
I want to get in the room with Baldy and just watch the film.
It looks great.
Joe, get on a plane. I'm here every day, all day. We start early. I got a coffee machine right down the floor here. We've got a really good kitchen downstairs. We just stay here. Like, I just literally, it's all guy out there. I just watched Bashul Tootin.
Oh, yeah.
You know, for Virginia Tech. Like, okay, I'm just going to see if that speech. I'm just going through each player.
I love it.
I mean, here all day, Joe. Just get on a burden. Have Nahagian pay for the ticket.
I miss you, buddy.
Hey, Baldy, appreciate it, man.
You, Joe. All right. Miss you guys, man.
All right. There he is. That's Brian Baldy. He is absolutely the best. That leads.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.